Good evening, young disciples. Clarissa is with a babysitter this evening. Although I'm sure that the ladies in the front would do a fine job as you did last night. Every time you see a flashlight, it's a reminder that what do you have inside of you? Treasure. That's right. That's an awesome thing to have inside of you. This evening, before we get started, I'd like to, as we have started, but before I speak, I'd like to ask the Holy Spirit to be with me, if you bow your heads. Father in heaven, we know that is your Spirit, that's what is important for us to understand your word, and we need understanding tonight. So we ask in Jesus' name, amen. So when I heard the scripture text that was being used for the Bible study this morning, I went back and looked at my notes and said, oh, I think we're going to be on the same page, literally. So 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I'd like to just read this list to you, and then we're going to look at a passage in 2 Corinthians 4, one verse that you won't memorize this week, but it's very special, it's connected with it. So 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'm going to start with verse 24. Paul is speaking, and he says, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Three times was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I suffered shipwreck. And a night and a day I've been in the deep. You're kind of calculating this in your mind, his trials, right? In journeyings, often, in perils of waters, and perils of robbers, and perils of my own countrymen, and perils by the heathen, and perils in the city, and perils in the wilderness, and perils in the sea, and perils among false brethren. And weariness, and painfulness, and watchings often, and hunger, and thirst, and fastings often, and cold, and nakedness, and beside those things that are without, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the churches. That sounds pretty bad, but hold on. Verse 15 of 2 Corinthians 4. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For all things are for your sake. That's what Paul is saying to those who are reading his letter. The difficulties I've been through, that's what we're reading, right? We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not cast down, but not destroyed. And then Paul says, for all these things are for your sake. Wow, that's a nice man, isn't it? I'm willing to go through all of this for your sake. You know, sometimes we go through them for other people's sake. I'm going to need a few volunteers. Wow. Okay. If your birthday is in June, your birthday's in June? Okay. Okay, Juneites, nice to meet you. Okay, could you grab the other side of the table for me? I'm just going to pull this front and center. Here we go. Let's lift it up. Be careful. We don't want to spill what's on it. And I need someone who has nice handwriting. Your hand was first, ma'am. I'm looking at you right now. Yes. The one who just said me. Of course, several of you said that, so it's that one right there. Yes. Sorry, I don't know your name. I didn't mean to call you that one. Hannah. Hi, Hannah. Okay. I'd like you to make me fold these in half, okay? And then we're going to put some names on them, but you're not sure what they are yet. Okay? And you can stand around the back of the table, all of you. Let's see. We have some fun things. Don't mean to turn my back to all of you, but I am just for a short while. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Okay. There's a lot of things that we face in life. Some things are good, some things are bad, right? You aren't sure. You're just waiting to see what's going to happen. Some things are good and some things are bad, yes? Could we move this over? I realize that, sorry, ladies, but gentlemen, you need to see what's happening. You ready? You ready? Let's pick it. Very careful. There we go. And we'll put it right there, dead center, and I'm going to move this off to the side. And we're going to figure out some of the tastes that are here. You ready? All right, ready? I don't have Clarissa, so I had to find someone else, right? So how would you describe that? Kind of sweet. So could you write sweet down on a piece of paper? Thank you. And with this folded in half. Okay. Thank you. You ready, Olivia? Oh, are you able to talk?
Yeah, I can talk.
So what flavor are you tasting?
Extremely salty.
Extremely salty. Okay, thank you. You could just put salt. Salty, yes, okay. I have no idea how this one's going to taste. I can't even tell you. All right, are you ready? Don't be scared. I already checked with the kitchen. They say this will not cause anyone to die. Okay? Okay, help us out. What is it?
Sour and disgusting.
Sour and disgusting. So you can just put sour, okay? Excuse me, just a minute. Could you, hold on just a minute. Just want to make sure we don't have an anaphylactic shock going on here. Okay. So what would you describe that flavor as?
Flavorless.
Flavorless. That's a great flavor. Right? Flavorless. So what... So what are some of the flavors we have? Hannah,
what?
Could you read off some of the flavors we have at this point?
Yeah, 1 second.
Okay, thank you. And you can use this.
Sweet.
Okay.
Salty. Sour and flavorless.
Got it. We're on a good track, aren't we? Okay. All right, ma'am. You ready? Ready? Oily.
Isn't that a feeling?
I don't remember feeling oily recently. Okay. There we go. You ready, ma'am? What? Grainy. Okay, great. Grainy. Not smooth. A grainy feel. All right. I want to thank each one of you. You can have a seat. Hannah, please stay up here. If there is someone who is born this week, all right, Jonah. Be careful, brother. And I'm going to just randomly pick on one other person. I shouldn't pick on someone who's not raising their hand, should I?
No, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you come forward? Yes, the one who said no, sir. Thank you. All right. You ready, Jonah? Okay. I'm going to just have our beautiful here. Just doing this. All right. So how is it, Jonah?
Tastes like dirt.
Tastes like dirt. I'm not going to tell you what it is, okay? It's not dirt. It's not dirt. But it is used in cooking, so all right. Madam?
Nandi.
Can I do it? The very idea of me putting in is kind of scary. It is yours, ma'am.
Thank you. This is sugar.
Oh, she got the sugar.
And it's sugar that's like sort of like brownish sugar, but it's not brown sugar.
Uh-huh. It has that look.
Can I have a description?
It's so like...
Would you say it's sweet?
Yeah, but it's like honey sweet, not sugar sweet.
Oh, honey sweet. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Jonah.
What do I do with the
spoon? I'll take that if you don't mind. Thank you. And so can we take these, and we're going to put these in front of, can you see this okay? Let's make sure we get the right thing in front of the right place. Oh, yes. How many of you would say that sometimes the things you experience in your life are flavorless? Have you ever had that? Just kind of blah. Sometimes you have things that are sweet. Yes, you can, Hannah. Sorry. Sometimes you have things in your life that are sweet. Yes? But then there's things that are sour, things that are salty, things that are grainy. And what is this one? Tastes like dirt. Mm. Could someone, you know what, I had a whole bunch of verses that I wanted to read to you. But I have noticed my time and I are not friends. When you take some of the flavorless things and mix them with the grainy things, and then you take some of the sour things and mix them in, is life better or worse? Then you, I'm not going to pour this all in because it does happen to be salt. But you mix a little bit of salty things in. And then mix a little bit of dirt in, right? What else should I put in? The honey sweet, okay. And then let's put, whoa. I'm going to put some more sweet in. And what do we have here? Oil. Then you mix it up really good. Okay? I need some more fluid. There we go. How would you like to eat at my house? When you take this ingredients, I'm not going to serve this to you specifically, but when you take all these ingredients and you mix them together, some of them aren't good. Just like some of the things that you face in your life are flavorless, taste like dirt, sour. Some of the things that we face in our life are not all that great. But when we put them together with the big picture, God can take the things that are not all that good and do something really special with it. God says, all things are for your sakes. And he was saying that about his experience for other people in ministry. When you have a lot of rough things happen in your life and you let it happen and you surrender your life to God, he can take the circumstances of your life and he can make something pretty special. Yes? I think you've had some of this recently. Right? This is the ingredients that slightly different proportions that this came from. But this is something that someone else could eat and benefit from, yes? Do you realize that some of the dirt in your life, by the way, that was flax seeds ground up, can actually be a benefit to somebody else? I would encourage you, as you look at the circumstances in your life, the sweet times, the sour times, the things that are flavorless, the things that are like dirt, and sometimes the things that are just plain down good. Let them come together. Ask God to take your ingredients and make a cake for somebody else. I know you can, because I know God wants to do great things in each one of your lives. You can be a masterpiece, a bakery for somebody else. Would you like to be that?
Yes,
yeah, me too. Can we pray together? Father in heaven, we are grateful that you take the ingredients that come to us, and if we surrender to you, you can make it worth something for someone else. You can make cake out of our lives. Bless us with courage to trust you. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.